and Zakkai, who plays Dina, when he was the chief rabbi for 40 years. So he was one of them. One of the takanas was that he repealed the former takana. What was the former takana? So Barishayna, just to review again. You have the Bezdin of three who were in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh. According to the Rambam, the Bezdin of three either has to be three members of the Bezdin HaGadol, they have to be authorized by the Bezdin HaGadol to take care of Kiddush HaChodesh. You don't need all the 71 members. So they to hang up a shingle that we are the Bezdin in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh, and witnesses come. So they have to sit in their office the whole day long, kol hayom, as long as the Eidim come before the Shkia, and the Bezdin will declare the Kiddush HaChodesh, it will become a Kiddush Lemafreya, become a HaChodesh starting from last night. Won't just be Rosh Chodesh the last 5 minutes of the day. Because the day, the whole day, each day is one unit. And when they say 5 minutes before the Shkia, today is Mekudesh B'Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, the whole day becomes Mekudesh, Lila Mafreya. So let's say if it happens to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it will come out that there was an Issa Malacha starting from last night. That's what Rashi says. When it comes 30th day of Elul, everybody has to abstain from Malacha because they know that the Bez may declare today as Rosh Hashanah, as Rosh Chodesh. And if they do declare it as Rosh Chodesh, it will become Rosh Chodesh Mila Mafreya, not just Mikav Pahavot, the last 5 minutes of the day. How can you make something Kodesh Mila Mafreya? Let's say, I have a behemoth and I want to be Magdashit. So I'm Magdashit now at 11:30. So I say, no, I'm Magdashit now as of 11. How can I make a Kodesh as of 11? You can't make ex post facto. The answer is because you can't be Magdash a Dabash or Bali Yalom. You can't be Magdash now for yesterday. Magdash now is only Chav Nekav HaAvo, but here the whole day is considered one unit. They say today, 5 minutes before the Shkid, but it says, today is Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei. And today is Rosh Hashanah. So it's still today. It's one unit, so it becomes Rosh Hashanah starting from last night. So the Mishnah tells a story. The story didn't happen on Rosh Hashanah. Didn't necessarily happen. It did happen on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Story happened on Rosh Hashanah. The Eidim came very late in the afternoon. And the Skalkul Halavim Bishir. An Esik with the Shir Shal Yom. There was a problem with the Shir Shal Yom. Because which Shir? So Rashi says, Rashi interpreted the Gemara by the Tomin Shal Shachar. Rashi and Tosfos say, by the Tomin Shal Shachar, it says in the Braisa, Tomin Shal Shachris, Tomin Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachris, Karak Kehil Chosay. What do you mean, Karak Kehil Chosay? He say the normal Shir Shal Yom, whatever day of the week it is. And any other Yom Tov, he says the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Tov for the Tomin Shal Shachar, for the Musaf, and for the Tomin Shal Bein Arvai. Rosh Hashanah is an exception to the rule, because usually they wouldn't ascertain, they wouldn't declare it as Rosh Hashanah until later. After Tomei Shehanah was brought, it was still dark outside. It was Mamish, Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar, the Mishnah in Yuma tells this story. They thought it was Alos HaShachar, they brought the Tomei Shehanah, and then they realized it was before Alos HaShachar. They didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches. So you have a sundial. The sundial doesn't work at night. So how are you going to figure out what time it is? It's very hard. So they made a mistake. So they once brought the Tomei Shehanah, it was the middle of the night. And it was a Yul, the base of Psul. They had to burn it because it was Psul. They had to bring it over again. So it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. So they brought the Tomei Shehanah after Alos HaShachar. After Alos HaShachar, but it was still dark outside. So the Eidim didn't have a chance to come yet. So since most of the time the Bezdin didn't know till after the Tomei Shehanah was brought and after the Nisach HaYayin, so therefore they established, even if they already made up their mind in advance that today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, the Tomei Shehanah, you always say the regular Shir Shal Yom, whatever day of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it is. Just for the Musafim and for the Tomei Shehanah Ben Abam, you got to say the Shir Shal Rosh Hashanah. So what happened? So they didn't know that whether it's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. So the Skalka Halavim Bishir and the Shir Shal Yom by the Tamashal Ben Abayim, they made a mistake. What was the mistake? So that was the machlokes. The Achat Tagim and Vavol, they interpret, they didn't say Shir Shal Yom Erov. Whenever you don't know what Shir to say, you don't say. Like Gary says, no, they said the wrong Shir. They said the Shir Shal Chol. There's a din deraisa, you have to say Shir. The Levim have to sing Shira. When the Kohanim are doing the Nisach Hayayin, down the Shisim, down the pipes of the Mizbeh. But which Shir Shal Yom you say changed over the years. In the days of Mishkan Shiva, they said other prokim. Tehillim wasn't composed yet. After Dor HaMelech composed it, he's referred to as Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael. So that's why they didn't. That's why we say in Pesukah Dezimra, Baruch Shem, we say, Shiri David Abdech and Alelch and Shabbech and Foyercha. Pesukah Dezimra is supposed to be from Tehillim mainly. The minik to say Oz Yashir, that was a later minik. And the Rambam writes that there is a minik to say Oz Yashir after Yishtabach. He doesn't quote the minik that we have to say before, because it's not from Tehillim. Pesukah Dezimra is supposed to be Shiri David Abdech. And the Rambam holds that it's not a hefsek. Not a lot of talking between Yishtabach and Yotzeror. The Gemara Hasof and Yishtabach and Yotzeror are very idiotic, not a lot of talk. But this is not called talking. If you say Oz Yashir between Yishtabach, you say more Pesukah Dezimra. But that's not a hefsek. The Magen Avraham is upset why the Arizal introduced the minhag to say Shir HaMalos Mimamakim and Aseres HaMei Tshuvim. So those who daven Nusach Ari say Shir HaMalos Mimamakim. Lubavitch davens Nusach Ari. Most people don't daven Nusach Ari. We daven Nusach Ashkenaz here. So the minhag by Ashkenazim is that you don't say Shir HaMalos. Today everybody takes on everybody else's minhag, but the Magen Avraham is not happy with that minhag. He says it's not proper. You shouldn't say Shir HaMalos.
Is taking a sip of water or coffee during
Pesukah Dezimra? I think it's not right at all. Unless a person needs the water in order to enable him to speak. An old sick person can't speak. His throat is going to be clogged with mucus, so he has to take water. But a young person, young healthy person, shouldn't be sipping. I don't know, they told him in the Rav Nevin Sal said it's permissible. That he says a bracha sha'akal before, then he'll continue to sip on the water in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. He's an old man. But for young people your age, I'm an old man also. I'm catching up to Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar. But young people, I don't think that's right. To take a sip of water. What do you need? You're healthy people. Why should you sip water in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra? So that's a kasha on the side of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that Minig Arizal, he says Shir HaMalos Mimamakim, he's not happy with it. He says those who don't daven Nusach Ari shouldn't say Shir HaMalos, because you're not allowed to be mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer. So on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch, they have the Oris from the Nari Biudin. That's called the Dogel Merov. Nari Biudin asks, but the Rambam quotes that the meaning was that they said Oz Yashir, after Yishtabach, before Yotzer. So doesn't it show that it's okay to say Pirkei Tehillim? What's wrong with Shir HaMalos Mimamakim? So the answer is, if you look in the Sefer Emek Bracha, Emek Bracha is a beautiful Sefer Aninyani or Rechaim by a person who learned in Brisk. He was born in Brisk, and he heard from the Brisker Rav for years. He heard it. He survived the war, and he spoke to Rav Elbel Soloveitchik after the war, and he quotes Rav Elbel a lot. So he said there's a big difference. Oz Yashir is a Shira. So it really does fit into Pesukah Dezimra, but it's not from Tehillim. So that's why the Rambam holds that Pesukah Dezimra is only supposed to be Shira David Abdecha, only from Tehillim. So if you want to say Oz Yashir, you say it after Yishtabach. But Shira V'Alas Mimamakim is a Trina, it's a Bakasha. That's not a Shira, that's not a Zimra. There are different kinds of Pirkei Tehillim. Sometimes there are Pirkei Tehillim that speak about Emunah, Limud. Sometimes there are prokhim that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shira the Zimra. Sometimes there are prokhim that are trinus, a bakoshes, shuvah, vidu, slicha, all different kinds of prokhim. So that's what the Magen Avraham is not happy about. You're going to say Shira HaMalos Mimamakim, that's a trina. Trina doesn't belong over there, but to say Oz Yashir, that's not a problem. Anyway, so again, it's not a halacha Moshe Mesinai, what tilim you have to say. Menatari can say he didn't before the days of Dor HaMelech and Mishkan Shiva. So the Medrash said they said, Hashem Kirvishmo Devam Mali Yosef, and said, Aidu. They didn't say anything, they didn't have any tilim then.
So even when they had the Beis Hamikdash, they said Tehillim and they were Kaveya, this is the Shir Shal Yom for Thursday, this is the Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Hashanah, and this is for Shabbos, and so on. Min HaTorah, it's no great tragedy if he said the other one. That's problematic over here. What historically, what was the big issue over here? That B'hocha Tagimu, if you don't know what Shira to say, you don't say Shira at all. And Rav Zeira says, no, they said the Shir Shal Chol. The world doesn't come to an end if he said Shir Shal Chol. Also Shira, it's also beautiful. You have to say Shira. I don't know, it's a, historically it's a problem. Why was it such a big tragedy over here? I don't understand. Anyway, so here the Gemara says, either they said the wrong Shir Shal Yom by the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim because they thought it's a regular weekday. They didn't think that Eidim would come. Min HaMincha L'Maylo. The Tamei Shel Bein Abayim is brought between 2:30 and 3:30. Then you bring the Mechasim and the Skeim after that, till 4:30. So the Eidim came at 5. And still, there's still time till 6. The Eidim came before the Shkia. So if the Eidim come and they already brought the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, and they said the wrong Shira because they're on the stupid, what's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah, they didn't say Shira at all. So because of that kilko, so they had to make a takana, it shouldn't happen again. So they made a takana hiskinu, that if the Eidim are not there before the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim is brought between 2:30 and 3:30, and then you bring the Nisach Hayayin after Mechasim and Hiskin. So if the Eidim don't come before, if the Eidim come before Nisach Hayayin, then we know today's Rosh Hashanah, then you say the Shir Shal Rosh Hashanah by the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim. If the Eidim don't come, then we don't make today Rosh Hashanah. We'll make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. But then the Gemara says it's going to be a problem. The people next year will remember that last year we abstained from Melocha the night before and the whole day until 4 o'clock. Then 4 o'clock, after the Nisach Hayayin, then the Eidim came and the Bezin said, we're not going to make today Rosh Hashanah. So why did we lose a whole day of Parnassah? They could have kept the store open. They could have done business a whole day. They could have done Malachas. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Today was not Rosh Hashanah. So they made a takar and dogim. Most of Yom Kodesh and Macha Kodesh. Today is Rosh Hashanah in the Rabbanan. And tomorrow is the real Rosh Hashanah in Atar. So the people won't be allowed to do Malacha at the end of the day. So there won't be a concern the next year. The people will say, Ashtaka, last year we listened to the Beis Din, we lost the whole day of Parnassah, and it was a mistake. So this year we're also, this year we're not going to listen to the Beis Din. So that's what the Gemara said, that's why they made Takana. No, the Masi, Yom Kodesh, and the Macha Kodesh. If the Eidim come, later. Here, Tosis raises a question. What do you mean? They said the wrong Shir Shal Yom by Tamei Shel Bein Abayim when they did the Nisach Hayayin. Or they didn't say any Shir Shal Yom. Since they weren't sure whether they should say the weekday Shir Shal Yom or the Rosh Hashanah Dikin Shir Shal Yom, so they didn't say it all Shir Shal Yom. Tosis said, there's a bigger problem. They didn't bring any Musafim. You can't bring the Musafim after Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, that's Aleh HaShleim, Kol HaKabbarat Kulam, that's in the Siddur. Abayi HaMasada Seyed HaMarocha, so the last line in that statement is, Aleh HaShleim, that's called Esed HaShlama. You're not going to bring any Karbanis after the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. So they didn't bring the Musafim. They didn't bring the Musafim. That's a bigger tragedy. Wasn't more just worried about that they said no Shira by Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, said the wrong Shira. Isn't that a bigger problem that they didn't bring any Musafim at all? That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis comes up with a Chiddush that even though usually there's a din, you're not allowed to be makriv any korbanis on the Mizbeach after Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. There's one exception, the rule Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach always is after the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. It's interesting. Why? Because all the karbanos that you bring in the course of the day fit into a system. You have to bring with, you have to begin with Tamei Shel Shachar and end with the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. And the Korban Pesach is considered a system unto its own. So we would have to bring it after the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. After the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. It's interesting. Tosis is not sure what about Pesach Sheni. Did they bring Pesach Sheni? every year there was a Pesach Eter. A lot of people were Tomei Pesach Mishnah. They got a big Pesach Sheni. Did they bring Pesach Sheni also after the Tomei Shabbat Rabbein? Or was it brought before, like a normal? So the whole Masechet Pesachim, there's no right one way or the other. Tosfos raises the question, they don't know. They don't know what the answer is. Pesach Rishon was always the favorite after the Tomei Shabbat Rabbein. So Tosfos has this question. Why are they only concerned about a slight detail? They said the wrong shira. On the level of their eyes, it's not the wrong shira though. Which shira is the correct shira? Is all the takana derabbanan. So that if they didn't say shira at all, also they didn't read pasuk. The shira is not miyakev in the korban. The korban is kosher for the eved without the shira. The chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlei musa is that the levim said sing shira when the kohanim are doing the nisach hayayin of the korban tzibur. Korban yachad doesn't have shira salvim. Only a korban tzibur has ein amishira el alayayin. When the kohanim are pouring the wine, that's important. That's when the levim sing the shira. So why is the Gemara only worried about the shira? No shira, the wrong shira. Wrong shira is only with the rabbanan. Why they weren't? They didn't bring any musaf in the whole level. The Tosfos says be'achreach, you have to say that you're allowed to bring the musafim after the Talmud Shabbat. Usually it's not allowed. The Tosfos says there's a din similar to Esed Dechalois Esed. Something like Esed Dechalois Esed. Just like when you have to fulfill a mitzvah, I said the only way to fulfill it is by violating a lois esay. So there's a din we learn out from Psukim Esed Dechalois Esed. So here Tosfos says you can violate the Isser. Tosfos assumes that it's an Isser. The question is it really an Isser? Or is it a Esed Dehashlama? It's not a lav. Aleh Hashlem Kodok Amaris Kulim. The Gemara calls it the Esed Dehashlama. See where it says in Tosfos, Gittin Daf Lamed Ches. In parentheses, right smack in the middle of the Tosfos, it says Gittin Lamed Ches. So the line before, they quote the Gemara's Lashon. That's called Esed Dehashlama. Gemara says, sometimes you have a rare case where you have to bring a korban, so we say it's so important to bring that korban, it's dacha de esei da hashlama. So Tosfos says over here also, to bring the musaf and mabrash chaydish is important, it's an esei de rabbim, to us the esei de rabbim, it's a mitzvah of the tzibur, to bring the musaf and mabrash chaydish, the esei de rabbim is dacha de esei da hashlama. We mentioned yesterday the chazanish, that the Gemara says in Brachis, if a person had a run, he couldn't daven Shachris morning, Rosh Chodesh morning. He couldn't daven a shul, he had a business appointment. So he davened Shachris and he ran out of shul. He didn't say Musav, he didn't daven, he didn't say Halal, had a run out. So later in the course of the day, and he's going to be busy all day, he's not going to have a minya for Mincha either. So he's finally free in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he wants to daven Mincha and Musaf. So which one should he do first? Should he first do Mincha, first do Musaf? So the Gemara says, surprisingly, Tadu B'Shein Tadu Tadu Kodim, he daven Mincha before Musaf. So the Chazanish has that little paragraph in Chelek Aruch Chaim. He says that he thinks that in the Beis HaMikdash also, if they didn't bring the Musaf before 2:30, where is this man that they bring the Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash? Tomash Ben Abban. When they bring Tomash Ben Abban? Every day between 2:30 and 3:30. So they're supposed to bring the Musaf from early in the morning. If they didn't bring in the morning, it's already 2:30. The Chazanish thinks that you bring Lachatchila, you bring the Tomash Ben Abban first, and then you bring the Musaf. Tosfos does not agree. Tosfos does not agree with that Chazanish. Tosfos says if he already brought the Tomash Ben Abban, and because of the Esed the Hashlama, you're not going to bring the Musafim. So then they said the Musafim is an Esed the Rabbim. Osi Esed the Rabbim, and Ochi Esed the Hashlama. Usually Esed is Deicha Lois Esed. And Esed is usually not Deicha Esed. That's the Gemara, the last stop in Chulin. Ain Esed Deicha Esed. Why? Because my only high Esed, the high Esed. Why do you think this Esed is stronger than that Esed? There are rare instances where we declare one Esed is Deicha another Esed. Take, for example, someone dies on Yom Tov. So there's a mitzvah to observe Avelis, Esed the Yochid, but there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, Esed the Rabbim. So we usually say, Ein Esed Docha Esed. Gemara says, no, here, Osei Esed the Rabbim, Docha Esed the Yochid. since Simchas Yontov is Esed Derabim, and Abel is only Esed Diyochid, well, say Esed Derabim, Dochi Esed Diyochid. Or there's other cases where you have Esed Dochi Esed, rare cases. The Tesh says here, if they already brought the Thomas Shabbain Habayim, then you've got to say, because the Esed the Hashlama says you're not allowed to bring any more Karbonis, so you've got to be Mevatla Mitzvah of Musafim. So Ose Esed, the Rabbin of Musafim, the Doche Esed the Hashlama. But to do the Hatchila like that, it's after 2:30, I'm going to say we're going to bring Lechatchila the Thomas Shabbain Habayim, and then bring the Musafim. Tosfos doesn't say that, not like the Chazanish. You wouldn't do that. If you already brought the Thomas Shabbain Habayim, then you bring the Musafim later. But Tosfos in Mashma, you wouldn't do Lechatchila like the Chazanish says. But the Chazanish disagrees with it. He thinks he would do Lechatchila like that. He says, Tarim Shedet, Tarim Tarim Kayim. Wow! So Taisa says the reason why they're not worried about the Musafim, why they're only worried about the Shir Shal Yom of the Tamar Shal Ben Abayim? Why they're worried they're not going to bring Musafim? That's a bigger tragedy. So Taisa says they will bring the Musafim. Also, I said the Rabbi, the Dochi, I said the Yom. So then Taisa has another suggestion. Maybe that's not what they did. They have a suggestion and then they reject it. They have a suggestion. What's the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim? Es HaKebes Echa Tasva Berg, Es HaKebes HaSheni, Tasa Bein HaAbayim. They bring a kebes, and what is it? What is it? Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, kebes la'oilu. The Tvina, Talmud Shel Tam Shemam, is carbon oil. So you bring a kebes la'oilu. So Taisus has an einfall. The Gemara has in Zvachim different cases. The Gemara talks about bringing a carbon al hatanai. If it's like this, I want this to be an oila for the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. And if it's like that, I want it to be one of the Sheva Kvasim. What are the Musafim that you bring on Rosh Chodesh? You bring 11 Karbonis Musafim. So the 11th one is the Sar Lachatos. Okay. And what are the 10? Poimen and Bokar Shnai Vahay Alecha Kvas Menishan Shiva Tamimim. You bring 2 Purim L'Oilo, 1 Ayel L'Oilo, and 7 Kvasim L'Oilo. So you bring a Keves, 2:30 till 3:30 you're supposed to bring the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. But if you're going to bring it, then you're not allowed to bring all that Esed Hashlamim. You're not allowed to bring any more Karbonis. So you can't bring the Musafim. So don't do that. That's stupid. Bring a Karbon Keves L'Oilo and make a Tanai. The Kohen is Makar that will say a Tanai. He'll say, if today is not Rosh Hashanah, I want this to be the Keves of the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. If today is Rosh Hashanah, I want this to be one of the 7 Kvasim that you bring Koyman HaBakar Shnayim Vayalechot Kvas Manishan HaAvot Shiva Tamimim, bring 7 Kvasim, and then you bring a Sor Lachatos. So the Kohen who is Mak, the one who is Makdashit, says they take money, they take behemoths, he's going to be Magdash a behemoth as a Keves, he's not sure, he's going to be Magdash a Keves as an Oila, he's not sure which Oila it's going to be. It's either going to be the Oila for the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, it's going to be the Oila of one of the 7 Kvasim, and he'll bring another 6 later. And then it'll come out, if it turns out that today is Rosh Hashanah, and this was a Keves for the Musafim, then he didn't bring the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, then he can bring all the Karbonis he wants. So that's what Tosfos has as a suggestion. That maybe there was no kilkul. Here, take a look at the 4th line from the top. Vimtama amai lo chashim kilkul shal musim shal ikri musim shal rosh chedesh. Achar atomin, if they bring the tam shal ben abayim, not allowed to bring. Alei hashlem, that's the esed hashlem, not allowed to bring. Vichitema, Tosfos has another suggestion. Vichitema, they say, maybe the esed hashlem is only, there is no isa to shech the korban after the makru the tam shel bein abayim. There's an isa not to be makter on the mizbeach any other korban after you makter the tam shel bein abayim. So maybe there's no problem. You can bring all the 11 musafim, poim rabok hashnayim v'ayalach hakvas v'rishon hashivet t'mimim, and the sardachat to shech all the 11 korbanos, and don't be makter anything. Haktor is not mi'akev. It's a mitzvah to do the haktorah. Haktorah is not miyakeh, only the zrika sadam is miyakeh. So they say, you do the zrika sadam is not haktorah. Aleha Hashleim, the pasuk that you learned in Esed Hashlamim, because Hikto Aleha Chalvei Hashlamim. So the Gemara Darshan's Aleha Hashleim called the Gemara Skulim in connection with Haktorah. You're not permitted to do Haktorah, to burn any flesh on the Mizbech from any other Korbanos after the Haktorah of the Tamash of Bein Abayim. So there's no problem. You brought the Tamash of Bein Abayim on Rosh Hashanah between 2:30 and 3:30. But you have till 6 o'clock to bring, you can't bring Korbanos after Shkia. Dam nifsal l'shkia saham. You can't be zarek the dam. Dam becomes possible when it comes Shkia. So Taisus says, there's no problem. You can shecht all the 11 Musafim after the Tamash of Bein Abayim. There's no issue to shecht Korbanos. You can be zarek the dam, no problem, only a problem in Haktorah Seymur. So you can't be mocked there. So Taisus said, is that right? To shech 11 Korbanos and to do this Zrikas Adam, and you won't be able to do any Haktorah. I would think that you have a chiv to bring the Musafim, and the only way to do it is to do this Zrikas Adam without the Haktorah. I would think that you're allowed to do that. So Tyson says they'll even make it better. Take the flesh from the Korbanos and leave it on top of the Mizbeach, but not in the fire. Just leave it on top of the Mizbeach. And that's a machloikis, Tyson says. That's a machloikis where they say in Zvachim, Pezayin, where the Lina Ma'elis Biroshish on Mizbeach. If you brought a carbon Bayom, late in the afternoon. So if you're gonna leave the busser over till the morning, there's a psulina. We call it noisar. If you eat noisar, you have kares. Noisar is possible. You're not allowed to be makrivin on the bed. When does it become noisar? So if it's kachim, it becomes noisar yom v'layla at chatzos. When Atar becomes nicer, Alos HaShachar, and the Rabban becomes nicer at Chatzos. And if it's Kachin Kalim, then it becomes nicer, Shnei Yamim V'Lailechet Shlomim becomes nicer tomorrow at Shkia. Shnei Yamim V'Lailechet Torah tomorrow till Shkia. The Emurim of Kachin Kalim have the din of Kachin Kachin. The Emurim of Kachin Kalim have a din. But here we're talking all the 11 Korbanos HaMusafim, they're all Kachin Kachin. Everything is kachin kachin. The 10 are oilas, all the oilas are kachin kachin, and the soil achatas is kachin kachin. So everything will be nifsal balina. If you leave it over till the morning, it will be nifsal. But the Gemara has a machloikis in Zvachim Pei Zayin, where there ain't lina ma'elas berosh hashem is be'ach, there is lina. I didn't put it into the fire. If I take the emurim from the 11 musafim of Rosh Chodesh that I did the shechita and the zrika after the Haktoras Tomish of Bein Abayim, I'm not allowed to be makter the Chalovim of the 11 Musafim. But if I put them on top of the Mizbech where there's no fire, so then there's a machlokes in Zvachim where they become Nifsabalina. If it doesn't become Nifsabalina, he can burn it on the, he can put it on the fire tomorrow morning. It's kosher, it's not Nifsabalina. So Tosfos says, what's going to be with Haktorah? Can you do a Haktorah? So he says, you'll be able to be makter tomorrow morning if you all like that shita. Ein lina mo'elis, lina isn't chal if the chalev was on top of the mizbech. But if you all elil mandama mo'elis, if you all like the other opinion, it's a discussion there. If you all like the shita that psul lina will be chal even if you leave the flesh on top of the mizbeach, so then it's not right to do this shtick. After bringing the Tamash of Bein Abayim on Rosh Chodesh, we go to Shecht and Bizarik the Dam of the 11 Musafim, and then we won't be able to be Makta the Emur. They say it's not right to do it. What do you mean it's not right to do it? You have no choice. You have to, you're Mukhayev to bring the Musafim. And Akhtar Seymurim is not Niyakev. I would have done it if I would be a Kohen. I would Shecht all the 11 and do this Rikas Adam. There's no problem of Esed Hashlama on Shechita. No, Esed Hashlama on Zrikas Adam is only a problem on Haktorah. Hikta Lecha Ve'Hashlama. You can't do any other Haktorah. After the Haktorah of the Tavash of Bein Adam. And the Haktorah Seymurim is not Mi'akev. I don't know why. Taisus seems to assume that if you can't do the Haktorah, because Lina will pass so, even if you left it on top of the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, on top of the roof of the Mizbeach, So then you wouldn't bring the 11 masov. Why not? You believe to bring the masov. I would have brought the masov, and you can't be makta, so you won't be makta. So you'll burn it, it will be nipsal belina, and then you'll burn it tomorrow with the posel of karpov. But the carbon will be kosher. The akhtar saimurim is not miyaka. I don't know why Tosfos assumes if lina will posel, then you're not allowed to bring the 11 masov. Why not? I don't understand. Pashto says you should bring. So then Tosfos comes up with the other suggestion. No, they should bring the kev, maybe the pshat was. Why are they not worried about the musafim? Why don't? What about the shir shal yom? It's an insignificant part of the carbon, the shir shal yom. More significant, you're not bringing the 11 musafim of Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos came up with another suggestion. They'll bring the tamash al bein abayim al atanag. And there are gemaras like that. You can bring a carbon up that. So that when they're makdish it, the one representing Klal Yisrael will be makdish to Behemah, and they'll say, we hereby makdish it either as a tamash al bein abayim a keves, or one of the seven klasim for the musafim. And it depends. If it will turn out today is Rosh Hashanah, if it turns out today is Rosh Chodesh, so you want it to be one of the seven musafim, and we didn't yet bring the tamash al bein abayim. And we won't bring them between 2:30 and 3:30. That's not back to the edit. You can bring the Tamash Ben Abayim to the Shkiyah. So if you didn't bring the Tamash Ben Abayim, then you can bring all the other 10 Musaf. And if today turns out that it's not Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, so then we want this Kevis Le'olah to be the Tamash Ben Abayim. So Tosfos said, you see from the Gemara that that's not what they did. Because the Gemara says, Niskalkalu halavim b'shir. They said the shir shall call with the tamash al bein abayim. So Tosfos says if they brought it ala tanai, if today is Rosh Chodesh, then this should be one of the seven kvasim. If today is not Rosh Chodesh, then this should be the keves for the tamash al bein abayim. So it turned out that and then it says v'nishtahu edim ilava. The edim came later. So it turned out today is Rosh Chodesh. It turns out it wasn't Tamash al bein abayim. What did Gemara say? They said the shir shal chol with the Tamash al bein abayim. They said the shir shal chol with the musaf, not with the Tamash al bein abayim. So you see from the Gemara that they didn't make that tonight. Why not? Why didn't they make that? This proves that that's not pshat in the Gemara. That's not what happened. Why didn't they? I don't know. Why didn't they bring it Allah tonight? There are Gemaras like that you can't be makabe korban Allah tonight. If you're not sure whether it's A or B, Gemara has cases, let's say, the dinner that the Oledis has to bring a korban, even if the baby is stillborn, the Oledis has to bring, even if it's a nathal. And sometimes, when is it considered a nathal? Has to be a pregnancy. If the pregnancy was less than 40 days, the Gemara calls that maya bialma. That's not called a nathal. If it's a little more than 40 days, they have books where they have pictures of what the fetus looks like at different stages. So in the books they have the picture when the fetus is 44 days into the pregnancy. 43, 44 days, there's already, it's teeny weeny, it's only an inch by an inch, very tiny. But it already looks like a gingerbread man. It looks, you can already see a shape of the head and arms and legs. It already looks like a little baby. So that's called Suras Abladis Nikar. Suras Abladis Nikar. So what happens, a woman had a miscarriage, and sometimes after a miscarriage they're sitting on a toilet seat, and it comes out from their rechem. And then they flushed it down the toilet, and then they realized that that was the pregnancy. They're no longer pregnant. So they didn't take a look at it to see whether it has a Suras Ablad, doesn't have a Suras Ablad. So the woman is Masukvik, and she's Mukhiv to bring a Korban Yoledah Sanai. So the Mishnah has, let her bring a Korban Allah Tanai. If there was Maya Bialma, if it was didn't have a Tzuras Avlad, I'm bringing a Korban Oilam. And if it did have a Tzuras Avlad, I'm bringing it for the sake of the Korban Yoledah. So the Gemara said, there is such a thing. I bring Allah Tanai. It's either this Korban or that Korban. There is such a thing. So Tosfos proves that that's not the Pshat in Gemara. Well, why didn't they do that? Why didn't they bring it Allah Tanai? It's a better suggestion than the other one that Tosfos says. Why did Tosfos say? They say if he can't do the Akhtar Seymurim, because Lina passes even Barosh Hashan Mizbeah, then they're not going to bring the 11 Musafim. Why not bring them, Shech, then do this Rikas Adam? That's not a problem. The only problem is Akhtara. So you won't do the Akhtara. The Akhtara is not Miyakev. I don't know. It's a big Tosis, but there's still a lot missing on the Tosis. They didn't explain everything. Anyway, the problem that they raise is a very good problem, and the solutions are very unclear. Very unclear in the Gemara. Yeah?
For the Tosis also bring the Korban on Panai. So what would happen if the Edim came just before Shkia, and therefore there was no time to bring the real courage,
Mom is right before the Shkia. Okay, then it wouldn't make sense to declare today as Rosh Chodesh. Then they're going to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, right? That's what they said. If the Edom are going to come, the takana was whenever the Edom come after 3:30, we already brought the Tam Shabbat on Bayim. We make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh Ben HaTorah, and today is only if today's Rosh Hashanah and with the Isim Halacha, we treat today as Rosh Hashanah Ben Rabbah. If there's any other Rosh Chodesh, you don't say, Nogim Asiyam Kodeshim Abba, only tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. We have a right to, even though today should have been Rosh Chodesh, that's a din. The Pasuk says, El Mi'ad Hashem Shetikru Osam. The word Osam is spelled Chasavov. And the Pasuk says three times in Parshas Emor, El Mi'ad Hashem Shetikru Osam. So Rashi quotes part of the Torah Scroll and doesn't quote the whole thing. I need it written two times. Rashi doesn't say why it's spelled three times. Osam spelled without a vav reads Atem. Whatever the Besen does is good. Atem afilu mutim, even if they made a mistake, Atem afilu mizidin. They should have made today Rosh Chodesh, and they had a reason why they want to make tomorrow, because they make today Rosh Chodesh. They won't be able to bring the Musafim, because it's only 2 minutes before the Shkia. They have to bring 11 Musafim. There's not enough time for 11 Musafim. So they declare tomorrow. We know they should have made today Rosh Chodesh, but the angel came late. So they're postponing Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow. So that's a din. Atem afilu mizidim. They have a right to postpone Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow. In that case, they'll have to postpone. Then Tosfos raised another question, and they work on that also. The din is, you can bring karbonos today, and there's a din mechasim in eskem kevedumer. You don't have to bring mechasim in eskem today. You can bring the mincha nesach mekan bad asar yom. You can bring it 10 days later. You can bring mechasim in eskem. So so why didn't they bring? Tosfos raises an issue. Why did they bring the Tam Shavein Habayim between 2:30 and 3:30, and not do the Nisach Hayayin today? Wait till next week, and we'll, before the end of the day, we'll find out whether today is Rosh Chodesh or not. So next week or tomorrow, by tomorrow we'll already know whether today was Rosh Chodesh. So if it'll turn out that today was Rosh Chodesh, we'll do Nisach Hayayin tomorrow. With the Seder Shir Shal Yom from yesterday. If you didn't know yesterday whether you're supposed to say the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday or the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah, but by tomorrow you'll know. By the end of the day, we'll know if Eidim came. So why not just don't do? Why they do the Nisach Hayayin and said the wrong Shir Shal Yom? Or they didn't say any Shir Shal Yom? Don't do the Nisach Hamayim until tomorrow. The Nisach Hayayin, that's a dinah. And you can't bada Asar Yom. You can do the Nisach Hayayin some other time. So do the Nisach Hayayin tomorrow. By tomorrow we'll already know. So Tosfos gets involved in that. The end of the Tosfos. Fascinating. They give a lot of deep. Okay. It's enough. It's enough. So then the Gemara quotes, let's see. Masa Rabbacha Bahuna. Tamash Rosh Hashanah Shal Shachri is Korb Kilchos. Rashi and Tosfos learn. You say the Shir Shal Yom of the day of the week. Every other Yontif, you say the Shir Shal Yom of Yontif, even by the Tom Shal Shachar, Tom Shal Bein Arbaim, and the Musaf. And Rosh Hashanah is the exception to the rule, because Reuben the Reuben, the Bezin didn't declare it as Rosh Hashanah until after, way after. It's before the sunrise. Before the sunrise, they would bring the Tom Shal Shachar. Sometimes the Mamash in the middle of the night, yeah. What's the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah? Anila lekima zera haril lelekei yakev. What do you say? Haril lelekei yakev. Haril means to blow shofar. Rashi points out that's the Hemshach Hagmar. That's the Shir Shal Yom of every Thursday. All year long, that's the Shir Shal Yom of Thursday. And if Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday or Wednesday or any other day of the week, That's the shir. The shir shal yom v'tam shal shachar is going to be whatever day of the week it happens to be. But the shir shal Rosh Hashanah for Musaf for v'tam shal ben abayim is going to be haninu. Yeah. What if it happens to be that Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday? You're going to say the same shir shal yom v'tam shal shachar because it's Thursday, and then the same shir shal yom for Musaf and v'tam shal ben abayim because it's Rosh Hashanah. Same Shir Shal Yom. So the Gemara says, variety is the spice of life, so we're going to switch to Shir Shal Yom. A little bit over here. We're going to try to avoid repeating the same Shir Shal Yom. Okay. When we can. When you can't, you'll repeat it. There's Gefela. The Gemara's going to have the Hemshech over here. Musa Mahu Emer, what's the Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Hashanah? Ani Elokim Ozein, O Yireel Gai, V'mincha Mahu Emer, Koyla Hashem Yochel Midbar. Zman shechal Rosh Hashanah liyos b'chamishi b'Shabbos. What if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday? Shashir shal yo haninu l'lukim hozeinu. Every Thursday of all year long, it's haninu. So then, rather than repeat the same shir shal yom, etam shashach, etam shal bein abayim, you switch it. Lo yom b'shal haninu neshul chayz v'kayf l'saper. You don't want to repeat the same mizbar v'tehillim. You say a different Shir Shal Yom, the Shachris. What's the Shachris? What does Hasir Reisim? What does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi explains based on the Midrashim and the Gemara that Rashi quotes Le'el Yud Aleph, that Rosh Hashanah Yotzei Reitz with Beis Asur. Yosef was freed from prison on Rosh Hashanah. So that's what the Pasuk speaks about. Hasir Reisim, he said, L'shichmai, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took Yosef out of prison on Rosh Hashanah. Svasle Adaita Eshna, in an Emel Svas Hayor, Yosef interpreted Chalom Paro. So that Perek and Tilim, that part of that Perek and Tilim, is talking about Yosef going free from the Beis Asur. It's interesting, it says Yosef was in the prison, and the prisoners, they didn't give haircuts, they didn't let him shave. They were wearing filthy clothing. They didn't let him take any showers. So he was filthy. So they took him out of prison because they needed someone to interpret Paro's dreams. But you can't come to Paro smelly with the hair like a shaggy dog and filthy clothing. So it says, Vayigalach, Vayichalev, Simloisov. That Yosef shaved, he took a haircut, he shaved, and he took a bath and a shower with soap. And then he put on normal clothing, and then he appeared before Paro. So the Chassam Sofer quotes the Kasha, according to the tradition of the Gemara, that Rosh Hashanah Yotzei Yosef Beis Asur, he left the prison on Rosh Hashanah. Vayigalech, Yosef shaved, he took a haircut on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, Ki Amar Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. Avraham Avinu was Mekayem the Mitzvos. It's only Avraham Avinu. It's probably Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, probably the Shvatim also. Maybe not. Maybe the Shvatim didn't fulfill. The Ramban HaChumash says that Yaakov married Shnei Achoyis because he was in Chutz Lord. The oldest only volunteered to observe the mitzvahs, Kodem Matan Torah, when they lived in Eretz Yisrael. When they were Chutz Lord, they didn't. According to the Ramban, it's not a problem. How did he shave on Rosh Hashanah? It was in Chutz Lord, so he was in Egypt. But if you say like the other Rishonim, that the oldest, so some Rishonim say the Shvatim didn't volunteer to observe. But if you say that Chassam Sofer has that famous kasha, and his drushes on Chumash, if you say not only the Ovis, the Shvatim also observed, and even the Chutz Lord, how can he say, Vayigalach? How did he take a haircut? So the Chassam Sofer has a very fascinating answer. He says that Kavan HaMalchus is a real din. To volunteer observance of Rosh Hashanah before Maimon HaSinai, that's a Midas Chassidus. What do you do when you have a conflict between a real din, Kavan HaMalchus, and a Midas Chassidus? You have to observe the real din. You don't observe the Midas Chassidus at the expense of a real din. So that's why he was permitted and obligated to shave and take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah. Even though normally he would have volunteered to observe Rosh Hashanah, not to do malachas. But here it is necessary because of Kavod HaMalchus. The Chassam Sofer was a big stickler on Kavod HaMalchus. As a young teenager, as a bar mitzvah bocher, his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, recommended he should leave his parents' home, he should move in his home. Because his father was His father was not, the father of the Chassam Sofer was not a Talmid Chacham, and as a bar mitzvah bach, he said a shtikl Torah, and he disagreed with the Chiddush that his ancestors said, but the Kosi Shuas, the Sefer on Seder Nezikin. So as a bar mitzvah bach, the Chassam Sofer prepared his own shtikl Torah, and he disagreed with the Chiddush of his Elter Zeder. So the father slapped him in public. He said, "What do you mean you disagree? You're only 13 years old. How do you have the chutzpah? A little bishop, he's disagreeing with the Elter Zeder." So the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe was there, Rav Nos Nagle. So he said to the father, "Why do you slap the kid? He's right, and your grandfather is wrong. The little kid is right." So he told the Chassam Sofer as a child, "You better leave your parents home. Because when you're going to learn, you're going to ask Akasha, Rashi doesn't make any sense, Tosa doesn't make any sense, Igmar doesn't make any sense. Father's going to slap you. Father doesn't understand. That's the only way to advance and learn. You have to ask Kashas with chutzpah and try to figure out what the answers are." So he left his father's home and he stayed by his Rebbe. He stayed by Rav Nos Nagle. He was very close to his Rebbe. So one fine day, the Rebbe recommends you should go to a different city, the Rechnitz. He should go to Rechnitz and learn by the Or Chodesh, one of the Gedolim in that generation. So the Rebbe told him to go, so he went. He went to Rechnitz and he didn't like it at all. And he was very upset why the Rebbe sent him on the wild goose chase. It was far away. And after a week or two, he went back home. And he always had tarumas in his heart against the Rebbe. Why did he waste my time? Why did he tell me to learn by the Or Chodesh? Or Chodesh is a tilpul sefer. I'm sochim. He didn't like the tulpulim. He liked the real learning. He didn't like tulpulim. He never said a word to his Rebbe, but he was upset why the Rebbe wasted his time. So years later, he got married and he became the rabbi in Mattersdorf, then he became the rabbi in Presburg in Hungary. So years later, when he was a rabbi in Presburg, there was a dinter between two balabatim. One sold merchandise to another. And it happened to be merchandise that was brought into the city illegally. They never paid the tax. There was an import tax. They never paid the tax. And there was a fight between two balabatim. One sold the merchandise to the other. And it was faulty. It was a mum. It was faulty merchandise. It was out on Ekach Tois. Some servant gave a psak. And he wrote the psak on his stationery. So they arrested him. They arrested the Chassam Sofer, because they assumed he must have known that it was brought in illegally, and they just gave him psak, like normal. You can import whatever you want and not pay tax. And the rabbi's got a paskin, and he didn't give him musa. So some sort of said he didn't even know that it was against all, he didn't know what the merchandise was, they just told him about pen. Sold merchandise and it was faulty, so the shaila doesn't get all his money back, doesn't get part of the money back. That was an entire, but he didn't even know what it was. So the judge didn't believe him. So in the court, they have always police to make sure that nobody starts a riot. So the policemen never stick their two cents in. So the policeman who is guarding there in the court pipes up and he says, "Your Honor, can I say a word?" So the judge says, "Yeah, what do you want to say?" So he says, he wants to ask the defendant a question. So he says, "Did you ever live in Rechnitz?" So he says, "Yeah, 35 years ago. He was a Rechnitz for 2 weeks." He says, "Your Honor, the man is innocent." "Why?" He says, "This young boy, now he's an old man already, years later, this young boy, every morning he would come to the synagogue, and my spot where I stood was right down the corner of the synagogue. And all the other children, the Jews and the non-Jews, nobody ever spoke to me, nobody ever respected the government or the police. This young man, when he was a young teenager, he was the only one who said, 'Good morning, officer,' with such derech eretz. It cannot be. Now that he became a big rabbi, he's going to violate dinei malchus. It cannot be. He had respect for the government when he was a young child, so he got off the hook." So the judge believed him that he wasn't guilty of the crime. So then he understood why the rebbe said to go to Rechnitz to save his life later, that they're not going to leave him in prison. That's what they have in his biography. Yes, very fascinating. So the Chassam Sofer was a big stickler on Din and the Malchusa and Kavod HaMalchus. So that's what he says. If it's really true that Yosef got free from prison, took place by Yosef on Rosh Hashanah, so how can it be by Galach? So he said, because Kavod HaMalchus is a real Din. And to volunteer to observe Rosh Hashanah, that's only in Midas Chassidus. So whenever you have a conflict between a real din and a Midas Chassidus, you have to observe the real din. This Negel HaLocha, a lot of times, let's say we have a minig that you don't take a haircut in the 3 weeks. But we have a din, you have to look Kvod Shabbos, you have to look decent. So you have a conflict between the real din of Kvod Shabbos, Kibud V'Yonig. Kibud means all the achronas that you do in advance of Shabbos. And Yonig is a pleasure that you enjoy on Shabbos. So you have to shave on Erev Shabbos. But then the real din is in conflict with the minig that you don't take a haircut. So, taking a haircut, you don't look so bad if you don't take a haircut. You don't take a haircut every week. But shaving, who doesn't shave the Kavod Shabbos? So that's where there were many Talmid HaChacham who felt that even though people don't take a haircut in the 3 weeks, but they should shave the Kavod Shabbos, that's a real din. In fact, the Mishnah says, even Shabbos Shechal Lo Tishabot, but you, that's Medina the Mishnah, that's Medina Mishnah, you're not allowed to take a haircut. But B'chamishim Matorim Pnei Kavod HaShabbos, on Thursday it's mutter to take a haircut the Kavod Shabbos, that's a real din. Even on Shabbos Shechal Bar Tishabov, certainly more so on the 3 weeks and the 9 days. Yeah. Or in Sphere Saima like that, in Sphere people don't take a haircut. But the Kavod Shabbos also you don't shave. That's not, then you hold that's not right. Kavod Shabbos is a real din, and not to shave, not to take a haircut, and Sphere is only a minig. So whenever there's a conflict between a real din and a minig or Midas Chassidus, you should give precedence to the real din.
Rebbe, what happens if you're being the president?
What happens if?
You're being the president in 3 weeks.
The president of?
The United States.
Yeah, Mr. Omer, you should shave. He shaved on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Because Rosh Hashanah was only on Midas Chassidus. Yeah, you should shave. Yeah. During the Second World War, sometimes people would save the lives of Jews in Europe by getting them a visa to come to America. And the officials who were in charge of giving the visas were not known as such lovers of the Jewish people. So some of them were anti-Semitic. So sometimes people would go in the 3 weeks or during Sfira to go to these offices. So Moshe Soloveitchik told them they should make sure that they shave and they take a haircut, have to look decent. So there's a better chance that they'll give you the affidavit to let the person come to America. You have to testify in the office that you have a job for the person. He won't be a burden on the American country. You have a job for him and you have a place where he's going to stay and has relatives that will give you money and so on. So Moshe Soloveitchik told them they should shave him, and even though the meaning is you don't take a haircut, they should make sure they take a haircut and sphere and so on. Because that was the suffix HaKadosh Nefashos, the difference doing. But Kavod HaMalchus is a real thing. That's the some sefer on this person. Okay. Then the Gemara says not to repeat the same perek in Tehillim. It's not a real din. It's nicer if you have variety. But if you don't know whether it's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah or not, so you say the Shir Shal Yom of Thursday, and then you repeat it again by Musa. But if it's not Thursday, then you try not to repeat it. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes, what's the Shir Shal Yom that you say every day on the top line? Tanya Rabbi Yerachman Mishum Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara, this is the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Tomid. It lists off what is the Shir Shal Yom every day, and here it explains why do you say Hashem Haaretz Meloya, Hashem Shikana Behivna, V'Shalat Ba'Elam. Rabbi Shalom created the world in Sheshes Mei Bereishis. So Sunday was the first day of Sheshes Mei Bereishis. So you say Hashem Haaretz Meloya because He created the world. On Monday, what's the Shir Shal Yom? God Hashem Mul Miyod. They give you a reason why. What do you say? On Tuesday, Wednesday, every day there's another Shir Shal Yom. B'Shvi HaYom is Meshul Yom. Shabbos, Liyom Shukula Shabbos. That Liyom Shukula Shabbos is a commentary. That those three words don't say in Tehillim. So the Tiferes Yisrael HaMishnayis, if you look there in Tomid, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, where this Mishnah appears. So the Torah on the bottom of the page says, when the Levim said the Shir Shal Yom, they didn't say that phrase. Yom Shkol the Shabbos Meruch Lachar Yolam. They said Mishnah Shal Yom HaShabbos. Tov Lahodos Hashem Adazam Adashimcha Elyon. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, thought not so. He thought that they did say the Mishmashir, the Yom Shikul Shabbos Meruch Lachai Olam. He thought that was part of the Nigun, that they said that also. Not just that it's a commentary that the Mishnah gives, interpreting Pshat and the Perek and Tilim. How did the Chazal know Mishmashir Yom Shabbos goes to Yom Shikul Shabbos Meruch Lachai Olam? That Perek and Tilim is talking about Lasi Lavai. So the Tosfos in the last Perek and Pesachim explains why they quote a Medrash. That sometimes in Tarach you have the word Shir, sometimes you have the word Shiro. So the Yalkut Shemoni has, in a few places, that in the past, in Tarach, in the past there were 9 Shiras in the past, and Lasi Lavai there's going to be a 10th Shira. So all the Shiras in the past are Belosh and the Kev is Shiro. Like a woman who gives birth to a baby, so the woman is in pain. The woman has labor pains. And years ago, it would take a long time till the woman would return back to her normal strength. It would take 2 years after the baby was born. Today, they take prenatal pills and postnatal pills. They're stronger than their husbands, they're healthier than their husbands who didn't give birth to the baby. But years ago, when a woman gave birth to the baby, the husband doesn't have any labor pain. Husband is dancing around, and the wife is never laying in bed, so she's weak. And the wife a lot of times says Birchas Hagadol because she was laying in bed for a couple of days. So whenever it says Shira, that's one of the 9 Shiras in the past. Whenever it says Shir, that's like the husband, that he doesn't have any pain. So whenever it says Shir, whenever it says the word Shir in Tehillim, that perico of Mizmashirli Yoyim HaShabbos, Tavlaadis Lashem, then say Mizmashirali Yoyim HaShabbos. So that's what the tradition, that's a Shir, the Yom Shikol HaShabbos, and Ruch HaChai Lamin, that perico in Tehillim is on Lasid Lover. And a lot of other program also, whenever it says Shir, it goes Lasid Lover. It's interesting when Sansino was with the first printing press in Italy to print Tanakh. So when they printed the Tehillim, so whenever it says "Amnatzeach Avayalas Hashachar," so that's the introduction to the Perek. So they would put the Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, on the next Pasuk. The first one is not a Pasuk. Consistently, except for Mizmashir Yom HaShabbos, that's Pasuk Aleph. And Toru Hadas Lashem, that's Pasuk Beis. So when they printed it, so that people were wondering, where did they get this from? That Mizmashir Yom HaShabbos is the first Pasuk, and every other time it says Mizmashir, Chanukah Sabbath of the David, Aramimcha is Aleph. In Mizmashir Chanukah Sabbath of the David, it's an introduction to the Perek. Where'd they get that? So, I think one of the Dayanim in Vilna pointed this out, that in this Mishnah in Talmud has the Shir Shal Yom, and the Shir Shal Yom always begins from the pasuk that has content. It doesn't say L'David Mizma L'Hashem Haratzim Loya. On Sunday the Shir Shal Yom L'Hashem Haratzim Loya. You don't say L'David Mizma. L'David Mizma is not part of the Perek. That's the Koteret. That's the introduction to the Perek. And some of the others also, as an introduction, they only start the Shir Shal Yom from the Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk that says something, except for the Mishnah Shir Yom HaShabbos. So you see from the Mishnah that what Sansina did was correct. Mishnah Shir Yom HaShabbos is Pasuk Aleph, Tavlada Sashem is Pasuk Beis already. I think they say that from Rav Shlomo Levilna, that you see from the Mishnah that that's the correct way. They talk in Shulchan Aruch. In Achrayim, they have this, Techemed has this discussion. If a person took a neder, he's going to recite 30 psukim every day. Then he recites 30 psukim from Tehillim, and one of them is, let's say, Mizmashir Chanukah Sabbos LeDavid. Does that count as a pasuk, or is that a koteret? That's just an introduction. And the next line, Arei Mincha, is the first pasuk. So it's a whole discussion in Paskin. Well, a lot of times when they say Tehillim in public, so they say, Mizmor Shel Chanukah Habayis HaDavid, and then everybody says, Mizmor Shel Chanukah Habayis HaDavid. That's not a pasuk. That's the introduction to the Perek. Start from Arei Mincha, when he started from Mizmor Shel Chanukah Habayis. It doesn't make sense. He didn't say anything. It's just describing what you're going to do. So why should everybody say that after the Chazan says? Okay, now we're up to Haziblach, the next Gemara. Good. According to the